Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, well, at least that California recall is settled. Does that make our political future any more clear? Not so much, because both parties appear to be in a period of stress, realignment, shaping, very radical factions that are challenging the so-called party establishments. So what's ahead? One of the best ways to figure out what's ahead is to look what is immediately behind us. George Will, the incomparable columnist who has been enlightening and enriching the country's intellectual life since 1974, when he began his award-winning column, has a new collection of work. It is called American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, and it covers us from 2008 to 2020. So what about 2021 to, say, 2031? What should we be expecting? We'll talk about that and more with the great George Will. Congratulations on the new book, George, And again, you're trying to make some shape of that period of time of 12 years that was actually extremely unpredictable, wasn't it?
It was, except it does confirm the axiom, I guess you and I would probably say the truism, that politics is indeed downstream from culture. Because, to take just one example, I have two contiguous chapters, as it were, one about parenting and the other about the madness on campuses these days, and I think the former explains the latter. The fact that we now have turned the noun parent into a verb, and we've encouraged parents to pursue parental perfectionism, to produce awesome children, like Lake Wobegon, where all children are above average. And they produce these risk-averse children, spoiled and convinced that they are entitled to safety. They arrive on campus wrapped in bubble wrap and say, well, now that we're here, we want to find a safe space where, while the bias response teams scour the campus for microaggressions, we can be protected by trigger warnings against anything that might upset us. Where did those children come from? They came from their parents.
Well, again, this idea of trigger warnings, I was fascinated by the story from Brandeis University that they felt that the term trigger warning required a trigger warning. Because a trigger, of course, implies a gun, and people have reactions to guns. With all that, you mentioned something here just now. I can tell from reading your book, and the book is posted on our website, American Happiness and Discontents. You mention at least twice that I saw the poet E.E. Cummings. E.E. Cummings is now being blamed by this Mount Royal University edict, which you may have heard about, that just happened. Okay, Mount Royal University, and in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, they have basically banned capital letters, except when capital letters have to do with Indigenous people.
Oh my!
Yes. So
yes, of course, your listeners might not know that. His poems in various typographical eccentricities, one of which was he, even when signing his name or typing his name, did not use capital letters.
Correct. And so you'll see him in poetry anthologies. It's lowercase e, and then little c, Cummings. But he did not do that to try to indigenize, as they say, the language. In other words, I think the idea, and it's Professor Lucy Manyguns, who is the guiding force behind this. She basically, I think, assumes that because most native tribes did not have an alphabet of any kind, let alone capital letters, that somehow it is white supremacy to try to use a capital G, as in George, and a capital W, as in Will. It's so much more solidarity with the our indigenous neighbors to eliminate the capitals.
It's possible when things like this are done that worse is better, in the sense that one of the reasons I write so much in my book about the madness of parenting and how the madness seeps over into colleges and then seeps out of campuses, because what happens on campus doesn't stay on campus. The reason I write about this is in the hope that, and I'm increasingly hopeful, that this is going to provoke laughter. Nonsense in politics can stand all kinds of stuff. It can be solemn. It can be treated with solemn objections. Nothing banishes it like laughter. And I do really think that academia is tiptoeing up to the edge of ludicrous, and that will, in the end, work to cleanse the campuses of this nonsense.
Yeah, I think it's Justice Brandeis cited sunlight as the best disinfectant. It may be that laughter is also a powerful disinfectant.
Well, okay. I hope.
Concerning laughter, Gavin Newsom won a tremendous victory yesterday. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. He will not be recalled as governor of California. This raises all kinds of questions about the future of the Democratic Party, the future of the Republican Party. Do you think that, say, 10 years from now, that these two ancient parties, at least in American historical terms, will still be the dominant political vehicles here in the United States?
I think so. But before I address that, can I say one thing about the recall?
I wish you would.
It doesn't matter who's governor of California. California is governed by the public employees unions. Teachers, SEIU, prison guards, etc. Whoever's governor is fungible. It's just a fungible part in a big machine, the blue model of governance that runs regardless of who's in the governor's chair. That said, 10 years from now, yes, we'll still have these parties. They have framed our political competition since the mid-1850s, and will continue for a lot of reasons, one of which is, A, they're pretty sensitive market mechanisms, and if they really begin to lose share to a third party, they'll adjust. But beyond that, the winner-take-all allocation of electoral votes per state really buttresses the two-party system that we have now. Remember, Ross Perot in 1992 got 19.7, I believe, percent, almost 1 in 5% of the popular vote. But he got zero electoral votes because he didn't have a regional base. And a party with a regional base is going to be routed in other regions. So I think we're stuck with these two.
What about the idea that we're going to increasingly have challenges to the way that we select our presidents, governors? I mean, for instance, coming up in California, it's entirely possible that in the next election, it'll be Gavin Newsom versus someone to his left, another Democrat, because they have the jungle primary. I know that one of the things you have written about and you've been very skeptical about is readjustments in the way that we actually select our president. Is that possible? Is that necessary? We will discuss that with George Will. He is the author of the delightful, fascinating, often very amusing, often very alarming, American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020, a selection of gem-like columns. We'll be right back with the one and only George Will.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
He's called Capitalism, the Greatest Thing Humanity Ever Accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue with the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm proud to say that a sign of America's enduring good health and openness to stimulating ideas is that American Happiness and Discontents by George Will, released just, I believe, 2 days ago, is already high on the Amazon bestseller lists, and with good reason. It covers a generous selection and dazzling selection of Mr. Will's columns between 2008 and 2020. Is there anything either included or excluded, more likely, from the book, George, where you went back and you looked at a column that you did in, oh, say, 2008 or 2010, which seems like another eon ago, and you looked at that column and said, what was I thinking? I was completely wrong on that. Is there any regret?
But it's been a while since I put this together, and I don't remember. I threw them down the memory hole. It is George Orwell's 1984 language. I'm sure there were things I regret. Lord knows. Regrets I've had a few, said Frank Sinatra.
But you write about Frank Sinatra in the book, too.
I do, and the Beach Boys and Baby Boomer music nostalgia, which is cued always by... or triggered, as we might say, if we're not in Brandeis, by popular music. But the one column in this collection that has received more denunciations over the years is my denunciation of denim as a plague on American life. I don't know if you've had the experience. I'm sure you have. You're sitting, say, in an airport concourse, and a father, maybe 40 years old, walks by with his 12-year-old son, and they're dressed exactly alike. They're both wearing tennis shoes. They're both wearing blue jeans. They're both wearing T-shirts. And if mom's with them, she's wearing blue jeans.
Uh-huh.
And it occasions the thought, there was a time when we signaled growing up, when we wanted to grow up and start dressing like grown-ups. Instead now, the infantilization of the American adult is apparent in the fact that people just continue dressing like their 12-year-old sons.
Well, you know, it's fascinating because I'm thinking I'm guilty because I dress in an extremely unfastidious way. I mean, sometimes barely even acceptable standards of hygiene. I mean, it's bad. And my son is the opposite. My son, who's 29 now, but even when he was 10, 11, he was always, and by the way, he's happily married. He's definitely heterosexual. And he dresses very carefully. He actually likes clothes and dresses in a proper and elegant way. And it would be his father who would embarrass him, just as you're saying, by not fastening onto that aspect of adulthood.
Well, you know the old saying, it doesn't matter what you wear on radio or what you say on television.
That's actually exactly right. In terms of the way that our elections have gone, the fact that we had potentially even in this election, and maybe even the third election just in the little bit beyond the period you're covering, third election this century, where we had a president who was elected while actually losing the popular vote. Do you think that that represents a structural problem that needs attention? The Electoral College, which, and you write about this in the book, with the 12th Amendment that reformed the Electoral College, which was sort of an afterthought compromise anyway, does the Electoral College need some work?
No. I'm an ardent defender of the Electoral College. I think it encourages more inclusive campaigns. I think it affirms our federal structure. And to those who say, gosh, I wish we had direct popular election of the president, we do. We have 51 popular elections of the president in the states and the District of Columbia. I think the Electoral College is manifestly world's most successful proven method of choosing the chief executive for a great nation.
Wouldn't it be an improvement for our great nation to change the allocation of the electoral votes to go to the main Nebraska system where it was possible, where you didn't win all 54 California votes when you carried the state by no matter how minor a margin? Wouldn't it be better to give it out by congressional district?
Well, it's arguable, and it's worth studying, but you used the magic word improvement. Wouldn't it be an improvement? Remember, one of Will's axioms is that most improvements make matters worse because there will be unintended consequences. Again, I like the idea of California as a state expressing a state opinion. I think it encourages us to think more than we normally do about the reality of this as a federal republic.
And in terms of this reality, this being a federal republic, I know that you've been very outspoken recently against President Biden's mandates for vaccines. And not because you're anti-vaccine, it's because you're anti-mandate, and certainly you're anti-federal mandate. Do you feel more comfortable with statewide mandates for state employees?
I do. My principal objection is that the founders were quite clear that police powers belong to the states, and this comes under the heading of police power. If the states want to do this, there is ample precedent for this. I don't know how it was when you went to grade school. I had to get vaccinations, and it didn't bother me or my parents. What does bother me is when the president either tickles a vast new power out of an old statute, the one establishing OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or the CDC tickles a new power, the power to suspend evictions in the name of combating infectious diseases. If the Congress meant that, then the Congress was violating the non-delegation doctrine by delegating essentially legislative powers to executive agencies. If Congress didn't mean that, then the law is being misapplied. Either way, heads he loses, tails the rest of us win.
Meanwhile, one final question, and it's a question for the ages. Does Shohei Ohtani, the remarkable two-way player who's almost certain to be the MVP, the most valuable player for the American League, does he represent some aberration or a new hope for all humanity?
Oh, he's an aberration, all right, just the way Babe Ruth was in the early 1920s when he was hitting more home runs in a season than whole teams were. Ohtani is just one of those marvelous unicorns that comes along and defies all the rules. Bless him. I mean, you say he's almost certainly the American League MVP, and you're almost certainly right. And that's particularly amazing because Vladimir Guerrero of the Blue Jays is on the cusp of perhaps winning the Triple Crown, home runs, RBIs, and batting average.
So listen, we're conservatives. We like outstanding achievement and outstanding individuals. One of them is George Will, his new book, American Happiness and Discontents. Always a pleasure to talk politics, baseball, or any topic with this gentleman. The book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed, sir, and more success with the book and all other endeavors.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. President Biden tells reporters he stands by Milley.
I have great confidence in General Milley.
According to anonymous sources, Milley called his Chinese counterpart and assured him that the United States would not attack the Chinese Communist Party, and if they were poised to attack, he would alert his counterpart. Republicans describing the actions as treasonous. There's no official word from the FDA on their stance regarding the need for a COVID-19 booster shot. However, Pfizer claims its booster restores the effectiveness of the vaccine to 95%. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very often I find stories about politics and governance to be profoundly compelling. But there are other stories that sometimes come out, sometimes that illustrate the power and breadth and the scope and ambition of American business. And I do want to interrupt a little bit of talk about the political future and the political present and the political past with this story, which actually gave me a real thrill. I mean, truly. Okay, I'm weird. I understand. But I get thrilled by prospects of reinstalling thousands of mastodons, real mastodons, in Siberia. Here is the story from the New York Times. It's reported by Carl Zimmer. And he's done quite a bit of research and interviews reporting it. The story says a team of scientists and entrepreneurs announced this week that they have started a new company to genetically resurrect the woolly mammoth. The company, which is named appropriately Colossal, aims to place thousands of these magnificent beasts back on the Siberian tundra, just what Putin needs, thousands of years after they went extinct. Quote, this is from George Church, a biologist at Harvard Medical School. He says, this is a major milestone for us. For years, he has been leading a small team of moonlighting researchers developing the tools for reviving mammoths. It's going to make all the difference in the world. Well, how? Okay, just listen. A former researcher in Dr. Church's lab, whose name is Ariona Haisali, will oversee the new company's efforts to edit elephant DNA adding genes for mammoth traits. The researchers hope to produce embryos of these mammoth-like elephants in a few years, and ultimately to produce entire populations. Now, what they're planning to do is to use some ancient DNA recovered from fossils that have been lying in permafrost all that time in order to guide the editing and splicing and creation of the new DNA, which then has to be produce some fertilized eggs that would then have to have some place to develop those eggs. And apparently it doesn't work because the mammoths are just too big. The woolly mammoth, they do not think, can be inserted into a current African elephant, though they can use African elephants for other purposes. Stay tuned. Other researchers are skeptical that Colossal will pull off such a feat. And if Colossal does manage to produce baby mammoth-like elephants, the company will face serious ethical questions. Is it humane to produce an animal whose biology we know so little about? Who gets to decide whether they can be freed, potentially, to change the ecosystem of tundras in profound ways? Now, is that the biggest question that putting in the vast scope of Siberia a few thousand mammoths is going to change everything in a profound way? These animals do not reproduce, so they're not rabbits. They aren't ducklings. They don't produce with multiple births at a time. Or who knows? Maybe they could be engineered to do that too. Dr. Church, who is known for inventing ways of reading and editing DNA, wondered if he could revive an extinct species by rewriting the genes of a living relative. Because Asian elephants and mammoths share a common ancestor that lived about 6 million years ago, Dr. Church thought it might be possible to modify the genome of an elephant to produce something that should look and act like a mammoth. Now, how do we know how mammoths acted? There's no film, there's no record of it, but there is a fossil record and all kinds of context in which they found mammoth fossils. Dr. Church's proposal attracted a lot of attention, well, of course it did, from the press, but little funding beyond $100,000 from the PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. Dr. Church's lab piggybacked mammoth research onto other, better-funded experiments. This set of tools can be used for many purposes, he said, whether it's de-extinction or recoding the human genome. Analyzing the genomes of woolly mammoths collected from fossils, Dr. Haisali and her colleagues drew up a list of the most important differences between the animals and elephants. They zeroed in on 60 genes that their experiments suggest are important to the distinctive traits of mammoths, such as hair, fat, and the woolly mammoth's distinctively high dome skull. Frankly, I was planning on slogging along at a slow pace, Dr. Church said. But in 2019, he was contacted by Ben Lamb, the founder of a Texas-based artificial intelligence company, Hypergiant, who was intrigued by the de-extinction idea. Mr. Lamb visited Dr. Church's lab, and the two hit it off. After about a day of being in the lab and spending a lot of time with George, we were pretty passionate on pursuing this, Mr. Lamb said. Mr. Lamb began serving on Colossal's support board, and all the way from tinkering with DNA to eventually placing a functional mammoth, as Dr. Haisali calls it, in the wild. Now, again, is this a done deal? No, but all of the people that the Times interviews here, and they have a picture of a of these two scientists standing in front of a sort of a mock-up of what a mammoth might look like. This is just, to me, it is amazing and exciting. There's something remarkable. I know a few years ago we used to have the most common bird in America was the passenger pigeon, which was a little sort of gray but omnipresent pigeon, and they massively got wiped out, both by hunters and by changes in the environment. The railroad had an impact on the passenger pigeon. Passenger pigeon's now extinct, and there has been all kinds of talk about trying to bring it back. It would certainly be a lot easier to bring back a pigeon than a giant woolly mammoth. However, if they do something like this, it's can you imagine? And yes, it does sound like Jurassic Park, except unlike Jurassic Park, they believe that they could actually mass produce these animals and create whole herds of them, which they would want to do because apparently mammoths, like other elephants, are creatures that are very social and need company. Dr. Church decided to use an artificial mammoth uterus that would be lined with uterine tissue grown from stem cells. I'm not making a bold prediction that this is going to be easy, he said, but everything up to this point has been relatively easy. Every tissue we've gone after, we've been able to get a recipe for. I do think that this is something that we should keep an eye on. And it is, to use Scott Fitzgerald's phrase, something commensurate to our capacity for wonder. I think it's wonderful. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
This is the most dangerous creature that ever walked the earth.
Michael Medved.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. If there are parts of the show you ever want to rehear, it's easy when you're a member of MedHead Plus, because you can stream any part of the show anytime you want it, and it's commercial free. So you can go back and hear more about George Will. You can hear more about woolly mammoths if that is your interest. And there's a special offer right now, which is as an introduction to this new premium membership to our show. It's just $79.95 for a full year, and you get not only access to the show every day, but at the cost of less than 20 cents a day. You actually get also access to our full MedVet history store. That's actually, it's several hundred hours worth of broadcasting and of special programs about the history of World War I, the history of World War II, the origins of the State of Israel, the most lopsided elections in presidential history, the worst presidents of the United States. That's actually become a, particularly during the Obama administration, when there were a lot of conservatives who were claiming that they considered Obama the worst president ever. And that was a very popular show. Maybe it'll have a whole new surge of popularity now during the Biden administration. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. Either way, a special MedHead Plus membership right now, limited time, 20% off. So a great saving for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, let's go quickly to Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, congratulations on a strong showing and a very classy exit, I thought, for our friend Larry Elder.
Absolutely, Michael. Michael, let me wish you and your family, especially your sweet little grandchildren, tomorrow a very happy Yom Kippur.
Well, thank you for being aware of it, and yes, it's a happy and meaningful is what you hope for. Happy in the end, meaningful in the duration. It's a long fast.
Very good, very good. Michael, if I might ask a favor, tell me how much time we have. I'd like to make this call three brief segments with a preface, a problem, and a solution, and allow time for your comment.
We are
according to the total time available.
Okay, I think we have about 2 minutes, Tom, maximum.
Very good. If you bug me at the end of number one, tell me, hey, 40 seconds up. Number one, preface. Throughout history, it's been a battle of good versus evil, the good of God, the evil of Satan, and I know you would agree with that from your great book. That would be basically the preface. Number two, the horrible problem, especially in light of the unbelievably bad Biden blunders in Afghanistan, the world now is so chaotic with the weakening of America due to the debacle in Afghanistan and with the great Gordon Chang rightly sounding the alarm on the ominous, devilish, satanic evil of the communist, Chinese Communist Party, which tortures Uyghurs, Christians, Falun Gong, and now would love to take over the world. This is just so scary. It's almost like, to me, no time in history, though.
Can I tell you what's most scary to me, Tom, and I haven't even spoken about it because I don't know how to speak about it. There appears to be increasing evidence from both Fox News and from the New York Times. The New York Times did an extensive investigation of that drone strike that we responded to in Afghanistan, where we hit allegedly a terrorist van and killed a terrorist who was planning. That terrorist may actually have been innocent. And there, it appears that this was a horrible mistake. And right now, the Biden administration has been doing exactly the wrong thing, which is denying everything, not investigating it. But this involved the death of 10 people, including 7 children. And I don't think that's in any real question. And the president is going to have to confront this because he is the president. But talk about making a disaster even worse if the United States was guilty of that kind of error in battle. It's almost impossible to know what the right way to handle it is, but they better find a way and confront it.
Am I on, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is awful. I wasn't aware of the horrible implications of that, which leads me to part three. The solution, it seems, and it's tougher now in light of what you just said. We must fight evil worldwide, fight Satan. God's goodness is the only way to do it in our micro lives, but must we not get some sort of a Marshall Plan worldwide to confront the horrific evil that the communist Chinese pose, to where we up our defenses much more, we get Congress and everyone to unify as individuals, we almost need a new awakening.
You're right, Tom, I agree with you. Let me just conclude with you on this, because I agree with you strongly. And it really should be an effort that is international. Because one of the things that we really do need to do is repair some of the damage that was done by the Biden administration with our NATO alliance. And there was damage done by the Trump administration, too, with NATO. And to rely on, I mean, the fact that we are such strong allies with Japan after the war we fought against them, and the fact that Germany, as Gordon Chang was saying, now has warships in the South China Sea to help support the United States. Again, the United States cannot look only inward. Yes, by all means, we should put our own country first, but it can't be America only. Tom, appreciate your call, and may you be inscribed for a good and wonderful and beautiful new year. Meanwhile, there is an extraordinarily bleak but very well-acted movie with a name. It's named after a fictional small garage. It is called Small Engine Repair, and maybe one of the most ambitious movies ever made about Manchester, New Hampshire. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Three blue-collar bros in Manchester, New Hampshire get together for a night of booze and bong when a spoiled college kid shows up at their party in Small Engine Repair, now playing in select theaters.
Who's coming over, Frank?
Oh, it's a kid.
He's coming by.
I got a story for you.
What are you talking about out there? Maybe joking about something.
What do I do here?
All the characters in this intense and atmospheric movie come to vivid life thanks to the superior performances by John Bernthal, Shea Whigham, and John Polono, who also wrote and directed the film. There's lots of salty dialogue and dark humor, but by the end, the viewer begins to feel just as frustrated with the film as the characters are by their lives. A potentially gruesome twist at the end seriously undermines the film's previous strengths. It's rated R for consistently blue language, graphic sexual content, and some surprisingly horrible
horrifying violence. 2 stars for small engine repair, disappointing despite real flashes of talent. And on the Michael Medved show, I am going to be taking Yom Kippur, our serious holiday, off tomorrow, but we have a great show prepared for you, including Andrew Sullivan, who's one of the brightest, most provocative guys around, and actually can address issues like how is it that you manage simultaneously being one of the most conservative, influential conservative thinkers in the world, at the same time you're one of the leading gay activists in the world. Contradiction? Well, not to Andrew. We will get to that tomorrow on the Medved show. We will also be talking with Ralph Peters, who has devoted his life to the security of the nation as an officer in the Army and an expert on national security and a prominent contributor to many news sources. Colonel Peters, Lieutenant Colonel Peters, retired, is going to be talking a little bit about rebuilding after the colossal disaster in Afghanistan, and also about the impact of COVID-19 on national security. Later in the week, I'm going to be with you on Friday. We have not just a bunch of new movies, we have Chris Wallace on his very provocative new work, which is called Countdown to Bin Laden. And then later, we will be joined by Governor Chris Christie about the right way to try to unify, not divide and politically exploit, the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll be talking with Chris Christie, Chris Wallace, and more, all coming up, and wishing you to be inscribed for a good, healthy, and happy year in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.